I must say, when I raised this with the minister and got this, the facts in black and white, I was taken aback. I was floored to learn that of the women in Donegal who've been referred to our breast cancer clinic in Letterkenny University Hospital, which is 732 of them that are currently on the waiting list, a fifth of those, over 140, have been waiting over a year, while a further 245 have been waiting between 6 months and 12 months for an appointment. And I just, you know, can't begin to imagine the worry, the anxiety, the concern that each of those women have and their families while they watch the clock ticking away week after week, month after month, and not being seen by the hospital. And this isn't obviously something new in terms of the difficulties. We knew that was within that unit. The hospital themselves, ourselves and Sinn Féin and others have been arguing for additional resources in relation to the breast cancer clinic, and along with a number of campaign groups. And what we see clearly as a result of that type of investment, as a result of that type of support to the clinic, we now know who is suffering as a result, and it's the women of Donegal who have to wait at these outrageous waiting times to be seen after being referred by their GP.
There is a second locum consultant due to take up position at the hospital towards the latter part of July, but you're saying that's not enough. There has to be HSE action now.
Yes, there has to be HSE and direct government action now. Like, this is an issue of gender equality. This is an issue that affects our mothers and our daughters across Donegal. You know, I don't think anybody, no matter where they are, should be acceptable or think this is okay that a fifth of our women with potential breast cancer would wait up to a year to be seen by a clinic. So what we need is we need that locum consultant that's going to be in place at the end of July to become a permanent position so we have a long-term solution. What we also need to see is additional resources being provided by the SEALTA group, something that they've indicated but yet haven't spelled out what that means. And that's why I'll continue to engage with SEALTA and the minister to make sure that we have additional clinics from Galway in Letterkenny to deal with this waiting list, because the second consultants in itself will not be able to take this waiting list into control or see this amount of patients. You know, it'll only take a while for these numbers to be reduced, and this is simply not acceptable. This is an issue of life and death, and we mention many of the problems in the county on Highland Radio. We complain about many things that aren't happening, but I think that there's nothing more important than the health and well-being of our women in Donegal, and therefore we need all resources pumped into this to make sure that nobody is waiting these extraordinary waiting times.
And important that the solution is rested in Donegal, is rested at Letterkenny University Hospital. One potential solution would be to start referring more and more people down to clinics in Galway. That is regarded by many, yourselves included, as not the answer.
No, it's not acceptable. What we need, and this was a campaign that was hard fought by the community groups at the time, which was for the satellite centre to be in Letterkenny. And what we need is we need to build that centre up. The second locum consultant, if it's made permanent, which we've got all indications that it will be strengthening that provision. But what we need now is to deal with the crisis, and this is a crisis of the waiting list. Something that the single consultant, you know, was being pushed on. It was unacceptable that we had a service for so long with one single permanent consultant there who was struggling to deal with the demand in that area. So what we do need is we need people from Galway, consultants, local consultants, travelling to Letterkenny to ensure that these lists are cleared as quickly as possible. And that is the type of commitment that SEALTA have been indicating to me and the minister in the last week. And that's something that I, on behalf of the women of Donegal, will be following up with both the government and with SEALTA to ensure that this happens without delay.
We understand that the National Cancer Control Programme has been questioning the need for a second permanent surgeon in Letterkenny University Hospital, questioning whether the figures are there, questioning whether the critical mass is there. The fact that people are waiting over a year to be seen would suggest it is.
Yeah, well, look, we've been very, very critical of the National Cancer Control Programme and their delaying tactics in relation to this. We've been very critical of the government and the false promises and the false start. We've heard indeed from Joe McHugh over a year ago in relation to this issue. The inaction from both the HSE, the National Cancer Control Programme, and the government in this has left the fact that we're dealing with figures today which show that one-fifth of all our women who've been referred to their GPs to the breast cancer clinic are waiting over a year. And I think they are statistics of shame. All three should hang their head in shame. And what we now need to do is work together, and that's what Sinn Féin have been doing, raising this with the Minister, raising this with Saoirse, to make sure that we get the resources pumped into Donegal as quickly as possible, so they're lost. And this is an issue of life and death, and that no more delays take place before we can see these women treated in the clinics and whatever examinations carried out that they need to have carried out.